Share Your Love With Me from the great Aretha Franklin on Radio Margaritaville. And we also had Daddy's Little Pumpkin and probably even something else.
What was before that?
I don't know. But we got Mac McAnally with us now with Carson and me, Steve, on Radio Margaritaville, live from backstage in Tampa.
Hi, Mac.
Hello, Mac.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It is going very well. How about you?
Going great. Just came out of hospitality, so I'm all vocals all warmed up.
Oh, good. Were you hospitable?
I'm generally hospitable. Yes, I've been photographed more times in the last 15 minutes than I was in all 12 grades of high school.
You get that? Yeah. It's more than just shake your hand and let me buy you a drink, which is ironic because they're free there anyhow. But no, it's here. Let me get a picture of you.
You know, the fans are avid fans. That, as you know, they're on a different level of avid than almost anybody else's.
Yeah, and your pupils aren't dilated, so you have had some flashbulbs.
Yeah. There's flashbulbs. Yeah.
So here you are in between the, and we didn't get you on Thursday. I do remember. Well, the last one I did was Mohegan Sun back.
That's right.
A couple months ago, and I know we talked then, because you were good for nothing. That's right.
I was good for nothing.
That's where we last left our hero, Mac McAnally. But here he is
back. I can still back it up if I have to.
On a moment's notice. And so he's right in between the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank
on
you very
being
much.
Inducted.
That's amazing.
And isn't that funny that in a year following Jimmy Buffett, they come around and say, hey, we want that McAnally guy too.
And Jimmy got up and gave the induction speech and did a fine job.
Oh, that's really cool. Is that online somewhere? Is there your YouTube?
Yeah, he got an audio of it because he was pretty proud of his own, and then he said I might have topped him with a line or two. So we both did okay, I think. Yeah.
You two are both good at that. You're both pretty quick with the lines that top. And now, so here we are, just days ahead of the annual Country Music Association Awards in Nashville, as usual, on TV, ABC, I believe.
Right, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Yeah. And I got to congratulate you for being a nominee on Musician of the Year.
That's unbelievable as well. You know, I play guitar every day, but I didn't know anybody was watching. apparently, somebody listens or watches or something. But I'm nominated with some of the best players. You know, Jerry Douglas and Randy Scruggs and Dan Huff and Eddie Bayer's the drummer that I played with for, you know, 20-something years in the studio. All these guys, we get to play together quite a bit, and it's a joy to be thought of in the same paragraph.
And everybody's going to be happy no matter who wins. You'll all be
everybody's
happy for the guy
be
who
happy,
wins.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Other than possibly having to wear a tie. Which,
You're going to have to wear a tie?
Well, I'll probably put on a tie. I thought it would just be the funeral, but I guess I got two more tie strappings before it's over.
Yeah, we get down to we're very lucky to the where it's just funerals and weddings and the occasional ceremony.
that's about it.
So you could have been nominated in a few different categories. You could certainly be a songwriter there.
And you know, Jimmy's nominated on Vocal Event from Texas Stadium with Alan and George. So that's
awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And plus the Eagles are going to play. So, you know. not a bad night to
be in. Can't go wrong. Yeah.
So, well, congratulations on the nomination. And we'll be watching. Parrot heads everywhere are rooting for our man, Mac McAnally.
Well, he appreciates it. Thank you guys very much. And I'll tell you what, it's our last show of the year. We've had a blast this year. Jimmy's a guy who I think all of his dreams came true by the mid-80s, and he's just been making them up again since then, and they keep coming true anyway. It's a wonderful year. We've all had a great time, and thanks to everybody that's supported us along the way.
It's truly amazing. What a ride. You know, all you got to do is stand, go about 10 feet that way and look out, and you see, 25,000 here? I didn't check the capacity.
It's remarkable.
But they're all there and cheering and yelling and having a great time.
And we're going to yell and have a great time, too. What a coincidence.
Yeah, you did that from up here. And it's a Saturday night, and I know there are, like, car shows and road rallies, and they gather at the Burger Drive-In all across the land, although usually I think they play 50s doo-wop rather than Radio Margaritaville. But in case there's one playing Radio Margaritaville, we're going to honor that person right now.
Wow.
And of course, all Parrot heads who take pride in their automobiles, especially their old reconditioned automobiles. We got one of Mac's songs right here from Live and Learn. You want to introduce this one for us?
Oh, it's a little junk cars. We pride ourselves in the Deep South in using rusted out cars as landscape device. We beautify our property with cars and weeds growing up through it and Bondo, and you know, we're unusual that way.
Yeah. All right, on Radio Margaritaville Series 31, here comes Mac McAnally, minutes away from Mac and Jimmy and the whole band being live on stage for you on Series 31.